Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello and welcome to the Following On podcast from Talk Sport. I'm John Norman, and like you, still very much in lockdown. The news surrounding cricket over the past week hasn't really improved much. Talk the season may not get underway before July. Test matches to be played behind closed doors. The postponement of the 100. And most worrying of all, the scrapping of this year's county championship. But in and amongst that, there have been some pearlers on social media. A few tantrums as well. And on TalkSport, presenters and producers working hard to keep our 24/7 station on the air with relevant, topical and downright amusing sports chat. Two big guests on the station this week included England captain Joe Root, who was a guest on the Sports Breakfast Show with Laura Woods, Jamie O'Hara, and one of the biggest cricket fans ever to come out of Scotland, Ali McCoist.
Yeah, well, I'm just at home with the family, obviously, trying to keep ourselves busy as much as possible. We've got a three-year-old boy, so he's taking up most of the time, charging around the house, either whacking balls, playing football, or making us play hide and seek with him. So there's plenty to do around here. And yeah, just a bit of fitness along the side of that and just trying to tick over with, you know, maintaining stuff. And the house has never been so clean, to be honest.
I bet. How difficult is it to keep motivation to stay fit when the future of the season is so unclear?
I think actually, because we generally play all year round and we're sort of going from tour to tour, you don't get many blocks of time where you can really focus on your fitness. It's not like a pre-season or an off-season where you get a block of 3 or 4 or 5 weeks where fitness can be your main focus. So actually, in some ways, it's a dedicated piece of time. Obviously, I haven't got all the gym equipment that you would normally potentially have, but you can really dedicate a block of time to improving that side of your game. So if we use this right, could end up coming back to cricket in some of the best shapes that we've ever been in.
Even better. Have you been binging on anything like programmes or films, anything on Netflix?
A few things. I've actually, me and my wife's not really into films and stuff, so it's been quite strange for her, but I've started making her watch all the Marvel films again.
Really?
Quite a bit. I like all that sort of stuff, so started getting back into that.
Which superhero would you be?
I'm not sure, really. I'd probably quite like Thor. I think it'd be pretty cool being him.
Ali's on the other end of the line, but he's actually in Scotland. There's a slight
Joe, how
delay,
are you, mate?
But go for it, Ali.
I'm good, Ali. How are you?
Ah, great, Joe. Everything's good. Now, listen, I've got to ask you the obvious question. I know you've been watching the superhero movies. Have you watched that cup final again, that World Cup final? Because, mate, I need to tell you, I've watched it again. It's got to be, any time I speak to any of you guys, I met Johnny Bairstow at, we had a great afternoon with Johnny at Cheltenham. He was down with my mate watching the racing. And I've got to tell you, mate, I don't think I've honestly seen a sporting event in my life like that.
Yeah, well, I'd be lying if I've not said I've watched it again. I've watched it a few times. But I'm trying to save it for a week or so's time, to be honest. To watch it in this isolation period. But I think you're right, it was a tournament that we'll never forget, but the final itself was just incredible. That super over, the atmosphere within the ground, it was something that I don't think will ever be replicated in a sporting venue.
I mean, it was that good, to be honest with you. Federer and Nadal's epic Wimbledon final took a backseat. You can't pay a bigger compliment than that, mate.
No, it was a fantastic day of sport, wasn't it? All the other stuff that was going on, like you say, Wimbledon final, I think there's F1 on as well. It was a very special day in the calendar, but for us cricketers and for England cricket fans, I'm sure that everyone enjoyed it as much as we did on the field.
Yeah. Joe, I'm going to, got to throw these questions at you, because I know being in a dressing room, there's always one player that you don't want to be around.
It was always Jamie, wasn't it?
Here's one for you. Who would you hate to be in self-isolation with?
You know what? We're very lucky. We've got a great group of players. And Mark Wood is probably one of the guys that keeps the dressing room up most of the time, and always has laugh, always having a laugh, always having a joke, always being silly. But I think after about 2 weeks, he would drive me potty. So I really feel for his wife at the minute.
He's probably in the garden doing all sorts of chores, isn't he?
Yeah, he's probably listening to this, getting ready to hammer me when I come off.
Going back to the cricket, I mean, obviously we're not really sure what's going to happen. And are you speaking to many of the other players? Are you speaking to the other England players, what they're up to?
Yeah, over the last couple of weeks, got in touch with all of the lads over the phone just to check in and make sure that they're all okay and how they're getting on and stuff. And everyone seems really good, to be honest. Finding ways of looking at it in a positive manner. But I think that's important, that we all help each other, you know, get through this sort of stuff. And like I say, the dressing room is such a valuable environment. If we can try and sort of replicate that as much as possible, whether it be over WhatsApp or just keeping that lighthearted manner around how we contact each other, then you know, that should stand us in good stead moving forward. And like, we've got some very good genuine friendships within the group, so you know, it's something that will be quite natural for us. And I'm sure we'll keep finding ways of keeping each other up.
Now, one of the rules of the broadcast world is that whenever you criticise someone on air, you have to give them right to reply. And Adrian Durham and Darren Goff did exactly that when they invited Mark Wood on to look back at the World Cup triumph in 2019.
All right, Woody, I've got to ask you a quick question before we start this, mate. Chance to get your own back here. I don't know if you heard Joe Root saying he wouldn't want to be stuck, basically, in lockdown with you. How are you taking that, mate?
Not well. I haven't spoken to Joe in a few days. He keeps trying to call me, but I just keep blanking his call. I think it'll eventually come through to him that I'm not happy. So, Joe, if you're listening, I can't believe you've done that to us. I'm heartbroken. Heartbroken.
I think it's the actual compliment, actually, because I think I'd be put into that league as well, mate. We're good for an hour, but if it gets into that 2 or 3 or 4 hours, it's time to switch off, Woody.
Yeah, exactly.
I've seen you've been changing nappies in full kit, which obviously everybody does that, don't they?
Yeah, well, obviously I don't go around the house in my full World Cup kit every day, but that one day, I had a go at that. It was not the easiest with my gloves on, if I'm honest, but Johnny Bairstow nominated me for a full kit challenge. I thought, what better way, you know, change a nappy, full kit. I've got my protection on, my chest guard, my thigh guard. If anything goes wrong, I'm protected. So, it went well. I believe I nominated Darren Goff as well in mine, but I'm still yet to see that. So,
no, we did talk about it. I'll try and find some kit, Woody. When you get to my age and my size, mate, I've been retired 12 years. I'm not so sure I've got any kit that'll fit me unless you send me a bin liner. Then I might be able to pull that on. But I'll have a look, mate. I might be able to get some of the iconic strips of the 90s out of the bag. I'll have a look. I might have one from 2004, my last year. Oh, no, did I play 2005, didn't I? I might have a 2005 strip somewhere, so we'll have to try and find that. I might not have the trousers, though.
I'll send you the nappy as well,
My knee's running 10 years.
Before we start talking about the World Cup, just want to catch up with you and generally how you're coping during this. It's an amazingly incredible time, a very difficult time, dark time, really. So how you been coping?
Well, in terms of being at home, I mean we spend a lot of time away from home as cricketers. It's nice to, in a weird way, to spend time with my son and see him. I didn't see him for 2.5 months, but obviously the main concern is with everybody's health. And you know, in my own family, I've got people that, my granddad and stuff, that's susceptible and unwell. So I've just been trying to keep in touch with them, keep myself fit and busy. And we've got a a WhatsApp bike group that we were on this morning. I must have watched 150 episodes of In the Night Garden with my son. So just trying to potter around the house really and keep myself mentally fresh. A few dance moves in the back garden and just having a laugh that way.
So are you giving your body a total rest though now, Woody? You're not practicing the bowling action in the garden. I saw Jimmy Anderson said he was bowling through in the front lounge. You're not doing a bit of that, are you?
No, but my wife gets a bit sick of us because I actually do the wrist thing in swing, out swing, and she's like, you're doing the wrist thing again. And I practice swinging. Just, I haven't even got the ball in my hand. I'm just like, away in, away in. So, lads, better watch out when I get back. I've got to go both ways at ease now.
You're just going to do it off the full run-up now, eh?
Yeah, exactly.
Let's talk about the World Cup. It was sensational. I mean, there was, first of all, I just want to highlight something that must have been talked about last summer, Mark, but some of the fielding was absolutely extraordinary. From Stokes' catching, I think it was in England's first game, ridiculous.
I was at that game, yeah.
On the boundary. Wokes' catch at Edgbaston as well. Some of the fielding, Mark, was sensational.
Yeah, I think they're iconic moments like the last ball, like the Super Over, those catches. I mean, Stokes' catch. I wasn't actually playing in the game. I was 12th man. And when you're 12th man, you sort of sit next to the opposition 12th man. You're all in like one row together on a bench. And even their lads were like wowed and shocked by how good that catch was. Wokes's was a crucial catch and a good one. So those moments, you know, we put a lot of practice into our fielding. So it's great when they come off. Goffey's been around the team at that time and stuff, and we were literally doing so much work on our fielding, and we were really disappointed in games where we didn't perform to the highest of high standards, if we didn't take a great catch, if we didn't nail a run out, and that was something that was spoke about, and it wasn't being, you know, harsh or anything like that. It was just, we set such high standards, we practiced so much because we knew the importance of it, that we had to just be right on it in moments like that. Stokes does that all the time. That's the horrendous thing for me. He makes me look terrible. I mean, my fielding's okay and average, but he pulls off that all the time. It makes me look even worse.
Well, I'll tell you what, you've sorted the batting out now. After watching you this winter hitting sixes galore, mate, and knocking people over for fun with the ball, you're just going to work on the fielding now.
Exactly.
Stop thinking you're riding an horse, mate, round the outfield and start diving. But, do you know, I was going to ask you that. I was at that first game, England-South Africa. The pressure there, well, I mentioned earlier, Woody, about England being number one in the world. The pressure must have been there. Home World Cup, playing at the Oval. There was a full house. It was a great atmosphere. As you said, you weren't playing that first game. But the pressure was on, wasn't it, there?
Yeah, I wasn't playing, but you could still feel it. Like, it was the night before the game and stuff, everybody you could tell was a little bit more nervous. And we were a team that had been together for a long time and building up to the World Cup. And I remember clear as day in the warm-up, Morgy saying, this is going to feel different. Allow it to feel different. Don't, you know, get caught up in the moment or let it hang over you. Everybody's feeling the same. Don't worry about it. And then as soon as he said that, it sort of freed everybody up a little bit because it was like a bit in the way that Stokes was later in the tournament when we had our crucial chat. It's sort of hearing, you know, big players at big moments say, you know, it's all right to feel a little bit nervous, and showing a little bit of vulnerability themselves made it easier for other people. And I thought Joffa bowled rapid that game as well. I remember watching, I was thinking, wow, this is sharp. Just from the start of the World Cup, obviously we come out the bat and Johnny gets out, I think, first ball, didn't he? And you're just thinking,
yes.
Oh, no. And for the rest of the game, we pretty much played a solid game, so it was nice to get off to a good start.
Well, what a character, what an interview, and what memories. But that's about it for this edition of the Following On podcast, but we will be back in a few days' time with an interview coming out of New Zealand, a tale of the unexpected as I sit down with a man touted for a call-up to the Aussie side, only to star for New Zealand a year later, a man who waited 9 years between first-class games of cricket, and a guy who has played for the Black Caps in 4 tests, but never on home soil. Stay tuned for that, but until then, feel free to listen on Acast, Spotify, or Apple Podcast. Thanks for listening.
Thank you. A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.